Yeah. Do we have Kofi Kinata's voice? Kwame, he sent you something, yeah?
No, I was just surfing the internet and I saw the reply he gave.
What's the reply? Can you play it so we can all hear it? If you have it. Once is
okay, we have it.
Is in the public. I mean, no one there. I'll try and speak with Raskuku today. Find out why. Whether he leaked the song, because I was asking the lady, where did you get this from? And she said, I saw it on the internet, and is it out? Okay. Again, no one can question my source. Journalists, you don't reveal our source of info. Okay. This was what Kofi Kinata said when I asked him about it.
For the soldier boy, so can you always feature when they done those that done the album? No, do what better they needn't come on country sanction. I mean, Kenya, the Kenya on my bed for I that's that. No, you are.
You're turned in to Andy Dusty on Daybreak Hits.
Oye ne verse de sending the manager verse no pa me mante minim atasa se minim anka me yefido atasa I mean me yefido pa adam mama wa ya we de o ibia
normal ibia in pa anka be
me pa maka che de o ye me ye eh can you wait so say for the soldier boy so can you wait feature when don de o said dan da abam no do o be ne need ne nka wan ka hwe sanction I mean Kenya di Kenya on my bed for oye atasa no ya wa.
Okay, this was Kofi Kinata's quick response to the quest for why Raskuku had been off the song during a TikTok live session. Kwame.
Okay, I also listened to another explanation he gave. Mm. I think it was a live session as well. When he was asked why he took Kuku's voice off the recording. So he said they recorded the song digitally, as in
right
in the studio,
digital recording.
Okay, and then his manager said he was sending the song to Raskuku to also add his voice to it, according to Kofi Kinata. Then they decided to record it live. After recording it live, it was later before he got to know that Raskuku had sent his verse to his manager. So the question is the communication. At what point in time did he know that Raz has sent his verse? And why didn't the manager tell him that Raskuku has sent his verse to him? So that is the missing link in that communication. Yeah. So people are actually asking, okay, you work with your manager and you wanted this person to be on your song. You sent the song to him. If you're recording it live, why don't you bring him back to do the live recording? So basically that's the whole conversation.
Yeah. Why Raskuku was so furious? Come in,
Andy. And you,
Bulldog. You, if Kinata was your artist and had made a feature like this, what will make you take him off or take it off?
No, I won't.
Really?
No, I won't. I mean, this,
even if you know it will hurt.
No. I mean, I think that, you know, on any day, you know, people will bring their own, or they'll bring their self to whatever they do, right? And if you listen to the piece that we just heard, he poured his heart out, right? So it's not about, it's not a fact of comparing say we this one lash this one. No, it be variety. You understand? The same storyline but different way of telling the story, right? So I don't think anyone will take a verse like this off. And I still don't want to buy what Kofi said, that the manager took the verse off. Because to start with, right, the song is theirs, right? So after you finish the song and you feel that, okay, I need maybe an Andy Dusty on the song, right? Then you send the song to Andy Dusty. You know, Andy didn't just happen to catch the song on the WhatsApp or, you know what I'm saying? Now Andy will now write the verse, go to a studio, you know, and now put the verse on the instrumentation and send it back to you. In most cases, you ask Andy to even come to your studio to do that. You know the process in recording. So if you listen to what they're saying, you know, fine, maybe the people or the fans that they're talking to don't know the process to recording a song, but we do. So as people who are in the business, what he just said was, hogwash. It doesn't sit well, you know. And I think that if you don't want the verse, I think the most polite thing to do is to call Raskuku, you know. And I think Raskuku has been here longer than Kofi Kanata in our space. I mean, Kofi could have started way before him, but we all knew Ras before Kofi, you know, so that's a senior you're dealing with. So, senior, this verse, maybe we don't go put for here. So maybe the next song or something. Then at least, you know, you understand. I'm sure Raskuku wasn't angry because of the type of verse he put on there. It's the effort, because this comes to him seamlessly. It's a gift. At any day, he can put anything on there. Right? You understand what I'm saying? But it's the effort you put in, the time. You know, the wasted energy. And
money.
Soul. Yes, and
spirit.
Good. And the fact that he was not even notified, you know, that there was no respect to tell him that, that. And you know, when the voice that you played, he gave an example of Kanye featuring Soulja Boy. Mm. And in that Soulja Boy, whatchamacallit, the
Donda album.
No, yeah, I mean, when he was ranting, he insulted Kanye. And he was right to do so, because at least call me and say, yo, your thing not gonna make the album, you know, or you not gonna make whatever. But meanwhile, I hear a song that I was supposed to be on. How would you feel? I mean, even Kofi himself, he knows that he's made a mistake. And I'm sure, I don't know whether they've come to terms or spoken to Raskuku to resolve it. But if it's not that, I think he should do that. He owes him an apology.
Let's hear what Kofi Kanata said. Again, there's an extension.
Yeah, it's, you know, as someone in there, Raskuku, no, man, you didn't deal directly between on and my manager. No, ordinary verse in the band, so my manager, my man, yeah, well, for some reason, I didn't know. But, Ebia, verse in the band, no, nah, manager, feed Ebia, my live band session, we are feed it was okay. Initially, put them up there, but it's, I mean, I'm part of my turn, you know, Reggie, no, like, I mean. But I'm a leading command manager, so you're not senior as quickly leading commercial, you'll be all about fine, and they will be them. It's in German, so I mean, so what the man at us, but you're as quickly in the verse in the band, not me, Yahweh, the verse, no, or the other. Maybe you're being put in the baby in your mono. Nah, you're not so what the center as quickly or a rough sketch until lyrics in the people woman cast and new way. Now, one away in your mono, then you're also processing PM, a boar, babano. Or your bass, your bass, or your low, your bass, or your high. Like, you just putting something down. No, we will feel, say, Babaka, melodies, they're putting down, and we will feel to say, and you never ask, could you me? I should know, them sketch, maybe no, yeah. But as a reggae day, or your best, never born alive, every reggae, digital, sometimes even elements, maybe I hear you, into no. Now, a rough sketch or the one I mean, about the life. It's no offense to my brother Raskuku there. Why an injury man? Listen, my brother, why an injury man? Never say me, never say if you mean to me, shut up, feeling you may have a mad and channel. You know, pass some more in.
Daybreak Heads, weekday mornings with Andy Dusty.
Hi, listeners. We're live on S103.9 FM. Let me get to the birthday boy. You've also heard the song.
Yes, and if you are to go by what Kofi said, then the manager is to blame. meaning he didn't do his work well. Because if you have it, why do you delay passing the info to Kofi? Because it looks like the blame has been shifted onto him. But this shouldn't be a problem. We all say it's communication challenge, or it's a communication error. They can just quickly resolve it. Like Boo said, probably they've done that. I don't know yet. But if they have, that's fine. If they've not, then they should find a way and solve this amicably, because we all need each other. These are two great talents coming together to do something. But unfortunately, one is bitter about the whole idea. I think they have a song together.
He said it.
Is it a Once Now remix?
That's
or
Rascuku's song.
That's Rascuku's song. Yes. Either Once Now or
Woo.
Or Woo. Yes, yes, yes.
Woo.
Yeah. They have a song together. And this could have been a big, you know, remix. There's nothing wrong with Kofi. Unfortunately, didn't come across Rascuku verse and release the first one. But hearing it or coming across it later on, they could have planned and release it as a remix, because we've seen remix songs becoming very big, like prior Jacket. I mean, it's one of the biggest remixes, Tiny Ringtone. So this one could have, and like you said, they also got Samini in touch. What if they had Samini's verse, Kuku's verse, and Kofi's as a remix? It would have added up, but...
Well, which means Samini's verse could have also been taken off.
You said he had Samini in mind.
What I'm saying is, even if he contacted had him...
You never know.
The arrangement...
So it tells you... So Kofi is telling you that he wanted Samini on. That was his choice. But Rascuku was Ojo's choice.
Right. Yet, now if it was his choice, why would he take him off?
Uh-huh. That was the question.
And that begs the question. Mm. Did Rascuku perform badly on the song, listening to it?
No. No. I think he should create a song out of it. Because it's just a verse. But it's a progression. He can just add another verse and a chorus and get his own song, because it's a very beautiful piece that I've listened to. Now, if you listen to Kofi Kinata's verse on The Draft, okay, you notice that his voice was very low, because the key
the
key was in A.
Right.
So when they recorded live, they changed it to D.
Right.
And I'm just imagining, if he had released the sketch, it would have been appalling. Because
He would have sung it properly.
Maybe. Because that key he used was very low for him, but very, very comfortable for Kuku, because Kuku has a very high pitch.
Right.
Okay. I'm just imagining they on the final product, Rascuku complimenting Kofi Kinata with their voice differences. I'm just imagining. And this is why maybe I said with Martinez that they can do a remix of it. But I'm not sure it will happen because of what has happened. Mm. I'm not sure they can do a remix as of now. The only thing Ras can do is to recreate a song out of that verse, because it's a beautiful verse. Honestly.
To any day, I say.
Or you can just add another verse and then get a chorus and maybe feature someone. As in maybe they're coming to do a remix.
So let's go to the headquarters. Let's speak to the original.
Oh, Poom.
No, let's speak to the original. Poom is not part of our settings.
Okay, sorry. Are you talking about settings?
Yeah.
Is he here?
I don't know.
I can't see him.
Let's speak to the headmaster.
Settings man is here.
The settings.
Headmaster.
Settings team. Yeah, man. Bozu, morning.
Good morning, Chairman.
I like the way you've accepted. And even without the mention of your name,
I don't know.
Just hearing settings, about. Here you are responding. Welcome. Did you hear the verse from Kuku?
Unfortunately, I was listening on your Facebook Live. So I think when you start, then it goes off on Facebook.
Oh, you want to hear it?
We were just seeing the.
Okay.
Semi.
It's semi. It's like it's quite unfortunate that. It didn't happen, and I've engaged Rascuku on this, and Ras told me that for him it hurt him.
Please get me Rascuku.
It hurt him when it didn't happen. It was why he came out to speak, and now he doesn't want to talk about it again. Like, he feels like he and Kofi are brothers, like anyone in the industry, and he always wants to, I mean, have some brotherly love in the space. So if something happens to him and he talks about it, he doesn't want to continuously hit on it so that it doesn't, I mean, degenerate into something else. He believes that, I mean, he was hit at a point and he aired it out, and now he want to, I mean, move on and still see Kofi as a brother, because, I mean, the industry is like a big circle. They all can come together again some other time. So, I mean, I think that is why he has not even, after he spoke about it, he has allowed everything to die naturally.
Thank you very much. Listeners, let's hear from Ras Cuckoo. Cuckoo!
Andy.
Kwajo, morning.
Yeah, well, good morning.
How do you do your promotion?
True promotion.
Cuckoo, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, as you can see.
So where are you now?
Right now, I'm in Ashwaman Estate.
Okay.
Getting ready for an interview inside Wokia from your sister station.
Okay.
So,
Ras Cuckoo, I have with me... Hold on, I have a surprise for you. Hold on. Are you surprised I have it?
Where you get this one from?
Well, you don't expect me to disclose my source anyway, but did you leak this?
Did I leak this? Hold on.
Sorry?
No. Andy, but you know, see me, like, me and Kasamia and Owen, Major Makwa, I mean, and Makuli, too, you know. So, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, mean, leak if you mean to me, leak if you say. And secondly, you know, so one day you'll be a Juma, a mini Akufina Juma. So, how do I read this? My page on the Facebook, Ras Cuckoo, you know, could you crunch it? And I'll go to Twitter, I'm a Ras Cuckoo, Instagram, I'm a Ras Cuckoo, Poom, I'll go to Facebook, I'm a Ras Cuckoo. And he, when I met Juma, Kasan, I know he had me, I'm a call for any video of the Ras Cuckoo, not the good music. And he, Obia Juma, they meet me from his uncle, and I secondly, The question you are asking, you know, because I'm a chess, you want to ask a question, you'll be good for a punchline, my man. And he's a cry.
So all you're trying to say is that it deserves a punchline.
Yeah.
My question deserves a punchline.
Yes.
Any of them are pregnant?
The me, I'm saying, what do because you'll be good for a punchline, so I'm going to make you I didn't make you make you my home. You see, I made the road of evil about me the Atiamba, made the reference to me. You see, the engine Juma will honor me to make all the Julia Juma and look at it to damage Juma.
Now, okay, take me through this. I just played your verse on the radio, and listening to it, I think it was a proper definition of a reggae artist. I mean, you delivered it beautifully. Now that your verse has been taken off, have you spoken to Kenata about it? Ever since you started ranting on it, have you had any proper sit down with him? Have you met with him? Have you discussed anything regarding the song?
Okay, Andy. First, me my rant you on me kasa on hotel. And I'm kasa we na sa. And I'm going to say, Minya Kufi Sete or Kasao, Lele Kasao Asa. We are working for Ghana Music. And I'm going to say, Kufi Nimimho, like, we name him, but it means we name him. And I, me, could you cry? I said, me see number of the cars. I mean, this is how that is now. I think see a bit too much, you didn't go for. I tell me no who your money was. We mean Kasa artists, me artists are BBC, I can, we are done. And I mean, so Minya Kufi, so he's done. Or no, Bonnejuma. I'm out with the road of evil, or the Kufi Kufi Diaba. And I said, me see, he see, and you know, 2020, after I won the VGM, a reggae dance or artist, so in a trim. And I said, I'm going to go out and 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 go out
and go out and go out.
Oh, if once I a friend from the onset, you know, now I can say there be, but there can be this because young one is son arguing. And I hear something good for Mother Ghana. And she said, if you train me, let's see, why not? Maybe be a Mother Ghana. And now, would you crunch, you know, I seem to see Angie, maybe I'm an oak, look quite a more, meaning the oak could get the master, I know about our friend. But I seem to see, no, about our friend, no, my teacher, me teaching me, yeah, Angie, I son. He said, we need to meet him. I met him. I met him. He didn't even perform me up. We knew a friend in TV program. I said, I'm going to be a good guy. I'm going to be a good guy inside. You'll be a hand time and I'll be a good guy. I'll be inside now. I'm going to make a good guy. I'm going to get you. But I'm going to go. I'm going to go. And also move step one, two, no bar down. And you're born community. We are doing it for Mother Ghana. And for the industry. But I said, I'm going to be a good guy. I'm going to be a good. But I believe that me, Minishu, Kofi, so Minishu, we'll promote teenage man.
Okay, now check this. I have to let you go since you are preparing for another interview. Your verse, as I said, well composed and well written. In this case, what are you going to do with the verse? Are you going to put it on another song because you won't let it go waste? Or what? Are you going to trash it?
Andy. Even in Ghana, how it's got Ghana music, and can be bring out kind of crap. Maybe a musical. My own number be bring a band of boys style, be a human and Casana and Yazi. And I may wonder why and how our big shoes no crap are meant and the crown shoes I can see. Maybe because you know when it comes to music, Chevres, you are the Kofi Missy Omontiasio. We are the Demisi Omontiasio. Me come with the Achewan Cabetinasi. Omotia, but you take cool hair, Omontiasia. Omukusati Obama and Etio. Omontiasio Bowsi, could you forget you on Omu, dear? One of us, I'm yay. German, be free, a baby, a baby will be any free, mediate, will be crabbing for the autonomous. Because that, yes, me here, because all your numerous officers will be to some of my letters.
Wow.
Yeah, but me name will be our same way. Who was a Hagla? Me could see me mouth school, will be, and I will be bound to like no home for no teachers, maybe home, so make me out of poor more hospital. I'm saying, I'm a trainer, they are Colonel Banner Hagla. So, it's me coming. When it comes to this music industry, I got no problem with anybody. Yeah, we'll be a mini, we'll be a dance. Yeah, I seem to see them. I will be in a ocean and say, oh, bro, never come. He said, Reagan was the one who wrote three music. Well, who will be before me? What kind? Miss Mumba, maybe kind. You know, I can hear you. See, I know. You who say, or don't go on. Now, I say, you know, only mean here. Most share will say, you should do or don't you or don't boom me. So I know you are saying that here. And you want but BBC, I was over Kasam.
Are you asking, Google? Thank you very much for your time. And congratulations.
I beg you.
You have a new song with Brother Sammy.
Yeah.
Congrats, man. I've listened to it. I think I caught snippets on social media yesterday. That's a very nice song. Find time, come visit me and let's discuss it, okay?
All right. I'll talk to your man.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes.
Right. Listeners, that was Ras Kuku. Yeah. So yeah, boo, you heard your man.
Yeah, but I mean, beautiful submission. You know, I mean, Raz is like that. I mean, on so asemusa, and I like that the fact that they all they've all, you know, you played a second voice from Kenata, right?
Right.
And he admitted that Russ is a senior and you can't do that. It's just, I think for me, it's the calm that we're looking for, you know, and maybe I'm sure next time they'll go about it differently. I like the way Russ has taken it. You know, the last time when he handled it was different, you know, and time has elapsed. So he's being matured about it. And hey, for a senior, that's what you need to do. Plus, like he said, I mean, you see the AM fan call, baby. So, boko boko ne yako, you know.
Listeners, let me read some comments. Manuel Wem says it's a perfect line for Ras Kuku, but it's an insult for Kofi Kinata. Francis Samufa says, greetings, senior Andy and your panelists. Andy Charlie, Ras Kuku's verse is super, super dope. What? Augustine Elikem says, hi, Andy. Please help me wish DJ Eddie K in the UK happy birthday. You are incredible and you inspire me every day. Happy birthday, Eddie. Brandy says, how can we hear on Facebook? Hear the audio. Evan Sechon says, senior Andy, good morning to you and the rest of the family in the studio. Honorable Jefferson STR says, hey guys, yes sir, we did here. Big time. KK Fosu, the vocal god, KK Fosu says, Andy, a great singer is different from I want to be a singer, bro. Ras Kuku with that kind of skills could scare you. Wow, that's nice. Okay. Righty.
What is he trying to say? That Kofi is a wannabe singer.
I don't understand what KK.
That's what she said. That's the. I don't know what he's saying.
Should I read it again?
I read it again. And KK said,
"Look at my Bianco."
So it says Kofi the fear because he's a wannabe. The fear. Wow.
What is wannabe?
But Kofi sings wannabe very well.
So if whether he sings well, you see whether he sings well or not. You see who is the judge? There's only one way you can judge whether somebody's singing right or not, because singing is technical.
Right.
It's not about your voice. Key. And once he's on key, who's saying what? So when he, like, your voice is better than mine, it doesn't tell the way I have the Barry White. Like plenty of people know who even sing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Voice.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know Bob Marley. Where can voice Bob Marley?
Thank you. Thank you. You understand what I'm saying? So,
but it says a great singer is different from I want to be a singer, bro. Ras Kuku with that kind of skills go scared.
So probably he's trying to say Kofi's a rapper. And he's not
we
singing.
All knew. Or we sure all know that.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a
man for
a punch.
For peace.
That'd be what he for do.
Yes.
You know, so Charlie Keke. The old Kikano killer. That's how you my guy about the old Kikano.
You said the rappers who are singing now are suffering from, you know, that challenge from the singers. It's like, oh, I'm Radu. You know, they sing properly because he's a rapper. The same applies to Paluta. He's also facing that problem. It looks like the singers themselves don't want the rappers to talk to.
Kofi has done singing for some time now.
Look, forget the singers, the rappers. Well. You see, this thing is a message, right? It's a code.
Yeah.
Once it drops in your head and you put
when
it out,
connects.
That's it. You understand what I'm saying? So I think people should be praying that they also get that. Then they can put something out. So are you saying that if someone like KK is like a vocal god, like, you know, if he gets a rap song, he won't rap? It's a song.
To deliver the message.
Yeah, you know, unless you know you be wannabe musician, you know be or you know be conduit for the job. What did American say? Yeah, so Charlie.
Many thanks for tuning in, my dear listener. Let me quickly rush into the. Let me get into the next story, which I wish Bulldog won't talk.
But it be Bulldog in topic or what?
My Joy Online this is on My Joy Online. It says, East Legon accident. UGMC deems Reverend Sally Formako's son unfit for police interrogation. The University of Ghana Medical Center, UGMC, says Errol Sally Formako, son of Reverend Sally Formako, is currently not fit to be sent to the police station for questioning. This decision follows an incident in which Errol, while allegedly driving recklessly, caused an accident resulting in the death of two young ladies earlier this month. According to a medical report dated October 29, 2024, and signed by Dr. Fred Salau of UGMC, Errol was first admitted on October 12 after being referred from Legon Hospital. He reportedly suffered significant injuries, including an open right ankle dislocation and facial lacerations. The report reveals that Harold experienced a brief loss of consciousness and was subsequently managed by a team of plastic and orthopedic surgeons. Dr. Salau detailed the surgeries and medical interventions that Harold had undergone. He had debridement, spanning right ankle, external fixation, and a flap cover on 14 October. Findings at surgery showed an open right ankle joint dislocation with an unstable joint and a tear of the anterior and posterior talofibula and ligaments. So the report said it has also revealed that Harold required additional surgery on October 21, during which split skin grafting was performed to treat a post-traumatic ulcer. According to the report, he's currently mobilizing with no weight on his right leg and was discharged on October 28 for outpatient review. Given his medical condition, the UGMC concluded that he is currently not fit to be sent to the police station for interrogation. Dr. Salau assured that once Errol's treatment is complete, authorities will be informed accordingly. Now, this development has sparked anger and concerns from the families of the deceased victims. They fear that the hospital's declaration may serve as a deliberate attempt to impede the police's efforts to bring justice to their loved ones. Let me quote, "We are not asking for much, just accountability for the lives lost," unquote. A relative of one of the victims stated on condition of anonymity. If the suspect can be discharged from the hospital, why can't he be interrogated? It feels like they are tying the hands of the police. The police are here to comment on the medical report and its implications for their investigation. However, family members are calling for transparency and fairness as they seek justice for their victims. Adam, let me start with you.
Mr. Dusty, I think this is a very crucial matter, and I will urge the authorities who are involved to allow the case, I mean, the natural course of the case to take a turn. Because if anything is done to make it look like a cover-up, we will not be sending a good signal to the people. Because we make laws as a form of punishment, which is what? For deterrence, to deter others from joining, the fray, so that there will be some level of discipline in the country. So if you find yourself in a certain position of trust, you are to ensure that some of these laws are followed, so that you yourself, Kwai, you'll be saved. You will be safe. Because if we do not punish offenders, it will mean that you, at the helm of affairs, you are not safe. Because someone can come and offend you, because they know you will be let go. So, please, mine will be a caution of advice to every stakeholder who is involved one way or the other in this case. They should ensure that our laws work. Because, Andy, for me, I believe that even if it will take the next 4 months, this guy will be fine. Because I know when it comes to issues of prosecution and other things, there is under duress. You know, when a victim or an accused give a certain evidence under duress, the quantum of weight the judges place on is some way. So let's keep calm. Regardless of the situation, the boy will be fine. But Adiano, in terms of, sitting on the case, is in front of him. So all I will say to end my submission is that a blow which is inextricably yours, when earlier encountered, extricates you from further encumbrances. Nitreti ane se, so tre ben yadin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A blow
Hold on. Take a deep breath. Where is Kwame Dadzi? Dude, where is Kwame Dadzi? Bring him as soon as possible. Bulldog is suffering from laceration of the brain. And inextricably brain damage. Of blamability. Of the inextricable...
Incumbrances.
What? What did you say? A blow? Then now repeat what you said, sir.
A blow, which is inextricably yours.
Right.
One earlier encounter.
Well, can you explain it in Chi or in Ghan?
Me, I know they understand what you talk about.
Okay.
But for me, do.
I know they understand. My head. He therefore. Okay. Take your time. What's it? Start.
A blow.
Chadier.
Yes.
No cre.
Which is inextricably.
Like
something tied.
A blow.
Which is
a blow. Chadia.
Yes. Inextricably.
When
earlier encounter. It's extricate you.
Extricate.
From feather.
From feather. No, just say entry.
But this is about the boy, not about the father, right? So, I mean, if the boy is
Why do you have an issue with the father?
Yeah, I mean, the thing he said about the fact that his son didn't murder anybody, didn't use a gun. I mean, like I said, it's a stupid statement, you know, for somebody of that...
authority.
Yes, you know, that level, that, you know, wisdom, you know, somebody who God's blessed, you know, to be speaking carelessly like that. I don't think any father with the right brains, you know, will be speaking like that. You know, it's sad what happened, you know.
Take it easy with him. It's not only the deceased or their families that are going through a lot. I'm very sure what's the boy's name? Erald.
Yeah.
And the bishop and his wife.
No.
They are also going through a lot.
Exactly.
Charlie, it was a mistake that took the lives of people. I don't think the boy can ever put his head, as of now, put his head on the pillow and sleep in peace.
Yeah, that's why.
So we have to, I guess we have to take it easy on them.
No, me, I don't have a problem with the boy. Even when I spoke on UTV, that's what I said. I'm saying that even the boy will not even speak carelessly like the dad did, because he knows what he's done. And as we speak now, yeah, trust me, it is the boy who's suffering more. Those who are gone or left the earth, they are gone. You understand? Who's with the pain now? Who's in the hospital, with wires and all that? Who's in pain now? Who's, you know what I'm saying? So for the boy, he's going to suffer some more. You know, even after he's recovered, he's going to go through the stigma, all that stuff. You know, anytime, you know, he comes on social media or he picks up a car. I mean, all these things will keep coming. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, I think we should give him time. He will recover. You know, and just like escritic, you know.
Escumbas.
In Benyanitis.
In Escricas.
Hey, Chalene is you. You know, definitely whatever is supposed to happen to him, you know, will happen to him, you know. And I'm sure he's also ready to face the consequences of his actions, you know, or inactions or whatever you want to call it. You know, it's a sad situation, you know. So the family of the deceased, I believe, you know, the one who spoke, said in anonymity, you know, should time is everything, you know. So no matter the situation, they will receive justice, you know, and it will be served when the time is right, you know.
But let's please end it for us.
But the dad should stop talking, you know.
It's good the medical team is updating us, whichever way, we have to know the status of the boy. But then it's up to the police to also, the police and the family to also accept it. And we all know the police also have their intelligence team, and they will assess the situation and see how best it will be for all of us.
Hey. Yo, who has won my money? Please check it for me. *281#. You click option 5. It's still not late for you to win 1,000 CDs. Meche 1,000 CDs. Today, I'm dashing 1,000. Adam, this would have been the best time for you to stake.
Well, if you are dashing 1,000 CDs, why should people work for it?
They are not working for it.
That's what they're doing.
What are they doing?
What do you want them to do?
I'm dashing the money.
No, and then why would you? This is his birthday. Just give the money to him.
No.
He needs to work for it.
Yes. He will work for it.
You know, they dash anybody. People are working for it.
Do you want money?
No, I'm all right.
You want to get a heart attack? Okay, let's speak with Eunice Sewa. Hello, Eunice.
Hello, Mr. Andy.
Yes, Eunice. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Andy. Please, I'm fine. And you?
Good, good, good. Eunice.
Mr. Andy.
How much did you win? Adam, don't leave.
1,000 Ghana.
What?
1,000.
1,000. How much did you stake?
20 cedis.
Hey. I be a man no pay.
Yes, I see a red day.
Is this your first win?
No, my second time.
Hey! Eunice!
I won 500, and it's my second time.
Wow, I be. I'm very sure you won't relent. Moving forward, you always take.
Okay.
That's right. Congratulations to you and have a lovely day.
I enjoy listening to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Right. Have a lovely day. Listeners, excuse me.
Love her voice. We.
You and who?
We.
She's excited.
This is where we end the show today.
Happy birthday, Martinez.
Thank you.
I want to give bless you. One shout out, and it goes to Martinez. More blessings, more money, and you know, we wish you.
Just one kasa a bear there. Hey, ni baby ni, inextricably quiet. You can exuberant. There are some crazy. And I was in incumbrance. Sorry. Hey. If you're there, you know, go fit dead there without saying anything, you by force, you for talk. KK Fosu is back on edge. He says, and it does the teach Boo that Ras is a singer and not a rapper, so he's best at what he stands for. No hard feelings, but we are all learning, and this is my view of point. But we, as in W-E-E.
What is my, which of the we? What is my view of point?
Maybe it's an typo. So,
point of view. So teach him that it is point of view. He say make you teach me. Teach him that it's point of view. And tell him that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that don't kick. These are your younger brothers. KK, you be God. You be legend. So if your brothers have issues, you'd be, Charlie Moon, Kakra, Kakra. Don't come and say, wannabe singer. Kofi is not a wannabe singer. That's what I want to teach you, KK. And send the text to me. Don't send the text to Andy.
No, because I read it. And he wants me to repeat it.
So, you know, I said, teach him. Say, it not be view of point. Tell him. He bet he has. Send my number to him too. Make it, if you know good. Make it here.
He says, it will take me 1,000 years to be better in rap than the rapper who has been skilled with rap for years, Andy. Please teach Boo for me, why?
What is still they say teaching?
So I'm teaching you. So I said, KK, let me teach you, why? Or you don't want to be taught?
No, I want to be. I'm listening.
Uh-huh. KK says I should teach you that it will take him 1,000 years to beat Sarkodie. Or anybody who they rap.
Okay.
Just as you teach you.
Okay. Did we say he should beat somebody or somebody is better than somebody? That's no, what we are saying. Yes. That's what we are saying. On UKK, you know, there's a reggae song he's on is on there. Right. And
yeah, Andina.
And yeah, Nupo They do some raga for inside, like raga singing, but it don't be reggae or raga person, but he did it right. So it's not about 1,000 years or 30 years or whatever. I'm just saying that these are two people who have issues. You be God. When you come inside, you be Godfather. When you come inside, don't come say, who be wanna be singer? Make him mention who be there. He de fear.
Make he says I should teach you.
Teach him, say, no be view of point. It's POV.
Yapon.
It is be reversed.
I know say be reversed. Obasa, so I say, what be view of point?
You won't talk, say you hear him.
I know hear anything. If you are me to teach him.
If you be reverse, you are a dog.
Yes. if you teach me something, yeah, tell him to say they will they teach him. No be view of point. It be point of view. POV. Figure issue with me. If I come, my WhatsApp.
If I don't go through Andy.
Yeah, make it come my WhatsApp. Make
you know you respond, right?
I know he be litigator. if he finish, you can write long letter to apologize. No, me come, they come talk anyhow for your show talk. Now you finish, you can write. I'm sorry. You are sorry what? You ask you to talk, you don't get. You know, you don't interview him.
Yeah, which of them?
On the guy in this.
Yeah.
We can throw.
No, I think it was slim.
It was slim. Okay.
Yeah. Listeners, this is where we end the show. Many thanks for listening. Yeah. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Bulldog. You have no view of points. You this boy. You Bulldog.
Any view of point.
I know, understand what I catch on. I've told you, say, maybe he was in a rush. I know they won't consider. Master, I'll be an idiot. I'll be an open. I mean, me say, I'm a very slow writer.
Everything cool.
Yeah, when I'm typing.